Work, travel and earthquakes in New Zealand. If you don't mind working hard, you can earn enough for some exciting months of travel. By Moya Irvin. Backbreaking work, amazing landscapes and a major earthquake. Leander Schroeder from Ritterhude near Bremen had plenty of memorable experiences during his work and travel backpacking tour of New Zealand. Leander got a working holiday visa and flew out to New Zealand after he had finished his Abitur. He had thought of going to Canada or Australia, but decided on New Zealand because although it is a small country that's easy to get around, it has a big variety of landscapes and climate zones. He landed in Auckland on the North Island and felt at home almost immediately. It may be on the other side of the globe, but New Zealand has a very European feel, and some of the nicest people in the world, says Leander. New Zealanders are incredibly friendly and welcoming to backpackers. One of my nicest experiences was when a bus driver changed his route so he could drop me off at the place I was staying. That wouldn't happen at home. The work part of work and travel earned Leander the money for his trip. It was easy to find jobs on internet portals like Backpacker Board. The work was quite hard, though, and often repetitive and boring. The worst job I had was bud rubbing in a vineyard. You have to rub off the small shoots at the bottom of the vines. You crouch down, rub off the shoots with a special glove, and then walk 1 meter, still crouched, to the next vine. I did that for 10 hours a day, with a 1 hour break. I'm not exaggerating, I was in agony the first day. His other jobs were fruit picking, which was a lot easier. All my jobs were quite well paid, he says, as the minimum wage is $15.75 and you get extra if you pick a lot of fruit. Backpackers usually stay in a working hostel or the farm provides accommodation. So when you finish work for the day, there are lots of people to talk to, says Leander. A lot of the other backpackers were Germans, but there were also quite a few from France and the UK, so he had a lot of opportunities to speak English. The travel part of the trip was the best, of course. Leander got around mainly by coach, but also shared cars with other backpackers and hired a camper van with a group for a while. Having your own car is useful, of course, but it's quite expensive, and driving in New Zealand is not always easy, especially for visitors. There is a speed limit of 100 kilometers per hour, so you won't be tempted to drive too fast, but most of the roads are only 2-lane, so overtaking is difficult and you have to get used to driving on the left. Even without a car, Leander managed to visit most of both the North and the South Islands. The special highlights were Milford Sound and the Tongariro Crossing. He also saw lots of wildlife: dolphins, seals, penguins, and birds like the flightless waker, kias, and kakapos. He didn't get to see a kiwi, however, as they are very shy and only active at night. One of Leander's most memorable experiences was pretty scary. He was near the epicenter of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the South Island at the end of 2016. I was staying at a hostel, and we were woken up by the shaking. We all got up and rushed or tried to rush outside, but the floor was shaking so much it was hard to stand upright. The New Zealanders were pretty relaxed about the earthquake, though. They knew exactly what to do, and besides, their buildings are made to withstand the effects of a quake. One other great experience was a bungee jump from the cliffs over the beautiful Waikato River near Taupo on the North Island. You fall 47 metres down to touch the river. It was quite expensive, $200 including a video, but it was something I will never forget, says Leander. A real thrill at the end of an exciting 9 months.